Robinhood Radio presents Your Health with osteopathic physician Dr. Kim Tripp, a show presented monthly on Robinhood Radio, discussing the challenges faced and the solutions that are available for keeping vital health and well-being throughout our lives. And now, here's Dr. Tripp.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Your Health with Dr. Kim Tripp, osteopathic physician. This is our health show created to bring you information and discussion on all kinds of health issues from the unique perspective of traditional osteopathic medicine. So first, let's clarify what osteopathic medicine means for our new listeners. Osteopathic medicine is practiced by fully licensed physicians in the United States with a DO degree, a Doctor of Osteopathic Medicine degree. Our practice is based on the essential relationship in all living things between structure and function. In other words, the natural interdependence between anatomy and physiology, or that between the physics of the body and its chemistry. As osteopathic physicians, we use our comprehensive and precisely detailed knowledge of anatomy and physiology to promote health and healing in our patients. We work gently with our hands to help your body restore optimal function based on optimal structure. Our medical specialty is therefore called osteopathic manual medicine, as in hands. We receive uniquely in-depth training in anatomy and physiology and their relationship within your body in the context of a full physician's medical training. Only U.S.-trained osteopaths are fully licensed physicians and have all of the current medical pharmacopoeia, nutritional science, and full medical training at our disposal. This means that your individual treatment may include a wide range of approaches, but will always be founded on our gentle hands-on work. We practice from the unique perspective of first looking for the health in our patients, rather than merely finding illness and disease. Our practice has been particularly effective for, but is not limited to, musculoskeletal and other structural issues, as well as problems like chronic headache, gastrointestinal problems, post-concussion syndrome, sleep disturbance, allergies, and many, many other issues. We work together with you, the patient, to help you build health and vitality in your body, mind, and spirit as a solution for health problems, rather than only treating the disease symptoms. So in the radio show, we tackle health issues from this point of view. What can we do to help you build your health and vitality in order to prevent and heal injuries and disease? And we do that by giving you some basic information about the problem to help you understand what's happening, as well as to offer solutions and guidance for helping yourself to heal and stay healthy based on our clinical experience with patients in our practice. Before we get started on today's topic, let me remind you that you can listen to all of the prior Your Health shows online at your convenience, such as the shows on back pain, carpal tunnel, concussion, etc., by going to Robinhood Radio's website, then the on-demand section, then scroll down, all the way down, and select the Your Health shows, and then you can click on the individual show by topic. It's a great convenience. Well, summer is drawing to a close, and it's harvest season for all those wonderful, fresh, ripe garden tomatoes, peppers, and eggplants. All the vegetable garden members of the nightshade family of plants, officially called the Solanaceae, which is the same family as the infamous belladonna plant. And it's therefore also the season for otherwise mysterious exacerbations of chronic aches and pains that can actually be caused by eating lots of nightshade family vegetables. So, speaking of aches and pains, today we're going to talk about arthritis. And along the way, we'll learn how and why eating too many of those delicious garden tomatoes and eggplants might give us aches and pains. Let's start by defining arthritis. The word arthritis literally means inflammation of a joint. Arth is referring to joint, and itis is referring to inflammation. There are numerous types and causes of arthritis, some simple and short-term, others complex and long-term, and we'll review all of these today. Generally, when people speak of arthritis, they are referring to osteoarthritis, or OA for short. OA is the generally age-related degenerative joint disease that leads to stiffness and pain after use of the affected joint and/or when moving after sitting for prolonged periods. OA is the most common type of arthritis. OA is caused largely by repetitive injury, including repeated hard use over time. This results in structural degeneration and chronic inflammation that eventually lead to destruction of the joint tissues, including the cartilage, ligaments, and tendons. Over time, there can also be development of little deposits of extra bony tissue at the joints, which we call osteophytes. These osteophytes are caused by the chronic inflammation at the interface of the joints, ligament, and bone, such that the ligaments begin to calcify and become part of the joint as a whole. Osteophytes can add to the inflammation and discomfort, as well as to the changes in the joint capsule itself. OA is a common joint disease that most often affects middle-aged to elderly people. It is commonly referred to as wear and tear of the joints. But we know that OA is a disease of the entire joint, involving the cartilage, joint lining, ligaments, and bone. Although it's more common in older people, it is not really accurate to say that the joints are just wearing out. It's indeed characterized by breakdown of the cartilage. Remember, that's the tissue that cushions the ends of the bones between joints. But it also includes bony changes of the joints, deterioration of tendons and ligaments, and various degrees of inflammation of the joint lining, which we call a synovium, especially with advanced disease. OA tends to come on gradually with accumulated use of the joints. OA can occur in any joint and often starts most noticeably in fingers, hands, our big toes, the spine, hips, or knees. OA tends to initiate in joints which receive the most work and stress or which have been injured in the past, for example, by a fracture. As we age, we may see our finger and thumb joints begin to get gradually knobbier, especially in our dominant hand, even if they don't hurt. Or we may find that one of our knees or hips begins to ache toward the end of each day or after using it more than usual. Or it may even begin to wake us at night with aching pain. These are some of the kinds of changes associated with advancing osteoarthritis. OA is a top cause of disability in older people. The goal of osteoarthritis treatment is to reduce pain and improve function, and we'll talk more about treatment approaches after our disease descriptions. Far less common than OA, and generally more serious, are the autoimmune arthritis diseases, including rheumatoid arthritis, which is RA for short, psoriatic arthritis, and systemic lupus erythematosus, lupus or SLE for short. These diseases are caused by joint destruction that is the result of an autoimmune process in the body, such that our immune system begins attacking our own tissue inappropriately, causing an inflammatory response against our own tissues, and this causes stiffness, pain, and joint damage. Like any autoimmune condition, rheumatoid and psoriatic arthritis and lupus can present across a broad spectrum from mild to severe disease, but generally do progress over time if left untreated. There is a tendency for autoimmune arthritis diseases to run in families, so there is a genetic component, but this is not the only factor determining who becomes affected by these diseases. Rheumatoid arthritis is the most common form of the autoimmune arthritis diseases. It affects more than 1 million people in the U.S., and about 75% of these are women. In fact, 1 to 3% of women may get rheumatoid arthritis in their lifetime. The disease most often begins between 40 and 60 years of age, but RA can start at any age. RA is a chronic disease that causes pain, stiffness, swelling, and limited motion and function of many joints. RA can affect any joint, but the small joints in the hands and feet tend to be the most often affected and are usually where symptoms begin. The associated inflammation of RA can also affect organs as well, for example, the eyes or lungs. The stiffness that comes on with RA is most often worst in the morning. It can last 1 to 2 hours or even the whole day. Stiffness for a long time every morning is a diagnostic symptom of RA, since few other arthritic diseases create that particular pattern. For example, osteoarthritis most often does not cause prolonged morning stiffness. Other signs and symptoms that can occur in RA include loss of energy, low fevers, loss of appetite, dry eyes and mouth from a related health problem called Sjogren's syndrome, or rheumatoid nodules, which are firm lumps that grow beneath the skin in places such as the elbows and hands. Psoriasis and psoriatic arthritis, like RA, are autoimmune conditions. In skin psoriasis, the autoimmune inflammatory response is mistakenly directed toward the skin, causing dry, scaly red lesions that generally occur on the extensor aspects of the body, like elbows, knees, and scalp. In psoriatic arthritis, the autoimmune inflammatory response is directed against the joints, similar to rheumatoid arthritis, causing inflammation with swelling, redness, pain, and stiffness, and damage. There is not a clear relationship between the severity of the skin disease and the severity of the arthritis. Some patients may have very severe skin disease and no arthritis, and some psoriatic arthritis patients may have only minimal skin disease but very severe arthritis symptoms. Psoriatic arthritis can affect any joint in the body, and it may affect just one joint, several joints, or multiple joints. For example, it can affect one or both knees. Affected fingers and toes can resemble swollen sausages, a condition often referred to as dactylitis. Finger and toe nails also may be affected with thickening or nail pitting. Psoriatic arthritis in the spine, which is called spondylitis, causes pain in the back or neck and difficulty bending. Psoriatic arthritis also can cause tender spots where tendons and ligaments join onto bones. This condition, called enthesitis, can result in pain at the back of the heel, the sole of the foot, around the elbows, or in other areas. Enthesitis is one of the characteristic features of psoriatic arthritis. Like RA, psoriatic arthritis is a chronic arthritis. In some people, it's mild with just occasional flare-ups. In others, it's continuous and can cause joint damage if it's not treated. Psoriatic arthritis typically affects the large joints, especially those of the lower extremities, hips and knees, the back and sacroiliac joints of the pelvis, but can also be in the joints of the fingers and toes. At times, the arthritis can appear before the skin disorder. Psoriatic arthritis usually appears in people between the ages of 30 to 50, but it can begin as early as childhood. Men and women are equally at risk. Children with psoriatic arthritis are also at risk to develop uveitis, which is inflammation of the middle layer of the eye. The last autoimmune arthritis we'll talk about today is that brought on by lupus, more completely called systemic lupus erythematosus, or SLE for short. With lupus, the immune system also misfires, which leads to inflammation, including that of blood vessels, which we call vasculitis. The misfired antibodies from the immune system can express in organs where they damage those tissues. Why this inflammatory response begins, it's not clear. It most likely results from a mix of inherited tendencies and environmental triggers. These can include viruses, sunlight, and drug allergies. People with lupus may also have an impaired process for clearing old and damaged cells from the body, which causes an abnormal immune response. Most often, lupus starts in people in their 20s and 30s. Lupus is also a chronic, long-term disease that causes widespread inflammation with pain and swelling. It's sometimes called the great imitator because it can often be confused with other health problems due to its wide range of symptoms. In addition to affecting the skin and joints, lupus can affect other organs in the body, such as the kidneys, the tissue lining the lungs, and the heart, and the brain. Most patients feel fatigue and have rashes, arthritis, painful and swollen joints, and intermittent fevers. Lupus flares vary from mild to serious. Most patients have times when the disease is active, followed by times when the disease is mostly quiet, referred to as being in remission. Finally, let's briefly discuss infection-related arthritis, that is, joint inflammation, pain, and stiffness brought on by an infection or by a post-infection reaction. There are many, many infectious organisms that can cause temporary arthritis. Lyme disease is certainly one of our most familiar examples of this around here, but also multiple viruses, including parvovirus B19, hepatitis B and C, rubella, or even the rubella vaccine, alpha viruses, enterovirus, dengue, mumps, herpes, or HIV can lead to active or post-infectious arthritis. Usually, the arthritis symptoms will resolve over time as the infection has resolved, but it can take many weeks, and in the case of chronic infection with Lyme, symptoms may recur when the immune system is stressed by other co-infections. If you've had the flu or exposure to other viruses or infectious agents and develop arthritis symptoms, make sure to tell your doctor about your recent illness exposure when being seen for the arthritis, as determining the possible role of the infectious agent is an important part of the diagnosis and treatment. All right, so what do we do about all this? Well, let's start by saying that any arthritis symptoms should be evaluated by a physician so the cause can be determined. You can see how many possible causes there are, and therefore an appropriate treatment plan can be developed based on the cause. Autoimmune arthritis diseases need to be addressed with a rheumatologist on your medical team, that is, a doctor who specializes in these diseases. Treatment of infectious arthritis will vary widely depending on the cause, so needs a very specific approach as developed with your physician. Osteoarthritis benefits from regular, non-straining exercise to keep the joints as mobile as possible. Almost all arthritis patients will benefit from an anti-inflammatory diet and benign anti-inflammatory supplements like curcumin, which is the active anti-inflammatory compound in turmeric, that spice that gives curry its distinctive color and fragrance, and generally can benefit from any supplements that support joint health, like glucosamine, chondroitin, or fish oil, barring any allergies to fish. Because arthritis is an inflammatory process, sticking with an anti-inflammatory diet is always a good idea. A basic approach to an anti-inflammatory diet means eliminating sugar, alcohol, dairy, usually gluten, and usually nightshade family vegetables, which are those eggplants, tomatoes, and peppers, and even white potatoes. Yes, all of these can actually be quite inflammatory, especially the first three. Not everyone is sensitive to the potentially inflammatory compounds in nightshade family plants, but many people are, which is why many people's arthritis gets worse during garden tomato season, sadly. You can work with your physician or nutritionist to develop an appropriate, specific anti-inflammatory diet for your particular issues. Also, minimizing exposure to environmental toxins like pesticides, pollutants, cleaning, and other chemicals is always helpful. And lastly, osteopathic treatment can be an excellent, sustainable approach to help with all arthritis problems, to gently and gradually restore optimal range of motion in all the joints and associated tissues, relieve muscle strain and spasm, and alleviate pain and inflammation. An expert osteopathic physician can be especially helpful for arthritis issues. An osteopathic physician who is a specialist in osteopathic manual medicine knows how to work gently and precisely in detail with the intricate and extraordinary structures of your joints, working with the bones, muscles, ligaments, tendons, and fascias to relieve inflammation and pain, improve the range of motion of the bones and muscles, optimize circulation and lymphatic drainage, and help your body restore your joints and all the associated tissues to best possible structure and function. thereby not only helping to relieve the problem, but also helping to prevent it getting worse. We can also help with comprehensive guidance for appropriate diet, exercise, and lifestyle adjustments as well. So to review, arthritis can come on at any stage of life, even without an injury. The many types and causes of arthritis require specialized evaluation and care by physicians to determine the appropriate treatment for you. Osteopathy, as practiced by osteopathic physicians who are specialists in osteopathic manual medicine, can help to relieve the pain and symptoms of arthritis and make a real difference in helping to optimize structure and function in the joints and therefore in alleviating pain and dysfunction with gentle, precise, hands-on work. Wow, that's a lot of information. And it's all we have time for today. Thank you so much for your attention to Your Health with Dr. Kim Tripp. Remember, you can email your comments and suggestions for topics to yourhealth@robinhoodradio.com. If you have a health issue yourself and would like to find out about how we might be able to help you in our practice of traditional osteopathy, we are at our offices in Sharon, Connecticut, Dr. Kim Tripp and Dr. Andrew Goldman, Goldman Tripp Osteopathic Healthcare, 860-364-5990, Monday to Friday, 8:45 a.m. to 5 p.m. with evening hours Wednesdays and Fridays, or on the web at www.goldmantripp.net. Meanwhile, I'll be looking forward to being with you next time, every other Friday at 12:30 and Sunday evenings at 5:30. Take care of yourself, enjoy your health, and thank you for listening.